The 14th and final one of the Rambam's principles that have to govern how you count the numbers of mitzvos is, as he puts it, Ein roi limnos kiyum hagedorim b'mitzvos asei. It is not proper that you should count the framework of what guides us in fulfilling positive mitzvos. What does he mean by that? The words are somewhat ambiguous. So Rambam explains that when it comes to many mitzvos, we know that there are punishments that are given in the Torah for transgressions of the law. The most serious of the punishments are the punishments that are capital crimes, where the Torah has four different forms of a death sentence if all the requirements are met, that you have two witnesses who warn the person not to commit this horribly offensive act, and the person not only flaunts his defiance, but he verbally, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, he verbally defies them by saying, Yodea ani v'yafal p'kein ani yosa. I know what Hashem said, I know what the Torah says, like don't work on Shabbos, or don't commit adultery and stuff like that, and I'm going to do it anyway, in spite. So that level of presumptuous action indicating that the person has absolutely no respect for the Torah, no respect for God and for his authority, that draws a death sentence. Now, there are different forms of death sentence. The famous, Perek in Sanhedrin, based on Pesukim in the Torah, tells us that there are Abba Misos Bezdin. There's the form of death by stoning, which is the worst, Skila. The second worst is considered Sreif, which doesn't mean you burn the person at the stake. It's not the little Salem witch hunts, but that the person, unfortunately, was killed in what, to us, is a very horrible way. They would take molten lead, and they would pour it down his throat, and it would burn out his insides and cause his death. The third one is called Hereg, which is also quite gruesome, beheading. And the fourth and final one is Chenek, which means strangulation. It's interesting, the Mishnayos that are found in that parak of Abba Misos Bezdin in Sanhedrin talk about a language in describing each one of these different forms of execution and how they are actually carried out by the Beit Din, referring to the different forms as mitzvahs haniskalim, the mitzvah of those who are stoned to death, mitzvahs hanisrafim, those who are given that molten lead that burns them inwardly, internally. The third one is referred to as mitzvahs haneharagim, those who are killed by beheading with the sword, and finally, mitzvahs hanechanokim, those who are killed by strangulation. Why does the Torah refer to it as mitzvahs? Clearly, it means that in fulfillment, that the Beis Din carries out the execution, Kadosh Baruch Hu is so merciful, who tells us the most important mitzvah in the entire Torah and all of Judaism, the foundation is the concept of a chai behem. The Torah is given as the Torah's chayim, a way of life, and Hashem wants us to live by the mitzvahs, and pikuach nefesh, of course, transcends almost all the different, prohibitions and requirements of the Torah. But the fact that it uses the language of mitzvahs haniskalim, that it's the mitzvah, it means that it is a positive mitzvah from the Torah to give the punishment of stoning, and that's what is demanded by the Torah, and the same with the other three. So the Rambam, however, tells us that there were great authorities before him, primarily again the Bahag, who lived several centuries before the Rambam, who tell us that really we should count every time that the Beis Din carries out an act of stoning for a different kind of a sin, whether the sin has to do, as they said, with being Mechalik Shabbos, or the sin has to do with sexual immorality, or the sin has to do with kidnapping and other kinds of terrible things, idol worship and so on, that each of those is counted as a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to punish that particular sinner for that specific transgression, which the Torah openly states draws this punishment of stoning to death. The Rambam forcefully pushes back against this opinion. The Rambam states unequivocally that this is a huge mistake. It is not counted as numerous mitzvahs of giving skila for each one of the different crimes that draws that punishment. Rather, mitzvah saniskala means that if the Torah says that the punishment is skila, then one mitzvah of the positive mitzvahs, of the 248 positive commandments, is the mitzvah which is incumbent upon the Beit in the Sanhedrin, whether it's the great assembly of 71 Dayanim, but mostly would be the lower courts of 23 Dayanim, that it is a mitzvah for the Beis Din to carry out the punishment of Skila for the crimes that deserve that kind of punishment, and the same holds true for the same, thing for Sreifa and for Hereg and for Chenek. And therefore, it is a huge mistake, says the Rambam, that you should count numerous cases of giving Skila for many, many mitzvot just because they are different for the different crimes that you are giving. It's all one big mitzvah, giving skila for all that entire large set of transgressions that are capital crimes of the worst nature, and for which Hashem says that that set gets skila, another set gets sreifa, a third one gets herig, and the fourth one gets chenek. So that's the concept in terms of the idea of what we call Dalad Misos Bezdin, the four different punishments of Bezdin. Now, if we move forward from there and we turn our attention to another form of punishment, we know that most of the negative commandments of the Torah do not, you know, get ranked as capital crimes, crimes for which you would lose your life. Rather, the punishment for violating a negative commandment in the Torah is the punishment of malchus, lashes. The punishment is learned out from, as the Torah tells us in a number of places, the Yisroso, the Yanshuoso, you shall afflict him, you shall punish him. And Torah Shabbat Peh, the Old Lord teaches us, and it's a homosecht of Makos that is very much into elaborating upon this, what it takes in order for a person to be given the punishment of malchus. And so it ends up, of course, that again, you need to see two witnesses, see a person preparing to commit a sin. The sin could be any number of different kinds of sins. Some of them are ben adam lamakam, some of them ben adam lachadero. But if the person, for instance, is about to eat non-kosher food, so that is a negative commandment in the Torah. It does not have the punishment of Dalad Misos Bezdin, of capital crime. It's not even given the punishment of kares, which is a much worse, you know, punishment than just getting to malchus. It means that you're cut off from this world at an earlier age, you die at a younger age, and that you can lose your entire portion in the world to come. But the punishment that's given for malchus, which means the regular punishment for a crime that doesn't have these higher levels, is that the person is warned in advance and again defies the warning and goes and flaunts his disrespect for Torah authority, and he commits the sin of eating non-kosher food or any many, many different kinds of negative commandments. Wearing shatnas would be a perfect example if he's been warned that the garment has shatnas, and besides he's going to put it on anyway. So then you get the punishment of malchus. So again, there's this very fundamental difference of opinion. When you give punishment of malchus for crime A, and then there's the same punishment of malchus for crime B and C and D and E and F, and all along, as there are so many negative commandments that have that same punishment of lashes, are they counted as separate mitzvahs to fulfill the punishment of giving malchus for this and the punishment of giving malchus for that, which is different? So the Rambam again says this is a huge mistake that was made by early authorities and wanted to count many, many different forms of giving malchus for different kinds of crimes as each being its own separate mitzvah, fulfilling a mitzvah, giving malchus for this one, for that one, and on and on. The Rambam says absolutely wrong. It's not acceptable to think that, because then you would have, God knows, dozens, if not hundreds, of mitzvahs that are going to be given malchus, and that would take up a huge percentage of the 248 positive commandments in the Torah. So therefore, the Rambam says there is only one mitzvah of malchus. The mitzvah of malchus is to give malchus based on what the Torah tells us is the kind of crime that draws that punishment. If the Torah commands us numerous examples of what would create the need to give that punishment, then every one of them is under the same rubric. It's all considered as the same mitzvah to fulfill God's will and to give the punishment that, according to the divine, you know, will, the incredible, infinitely wise God that ordains what punishment should be, that's all one punishment of giving malchus for the many different expressions that Kadosh Baruch was warned not to commit these crimes. Not to commit these crimes, but rather to go and live the life according to what Kadosh Baruch has commanded us to do. The same, as we get to conclude this, holds true where the punishment is not a physical punishment of either a death sentence or of a whipping of lashes. There are punishments in the Torah for which there is a korban, the korban chatas. If it's a very grave sin, like eating matzah on Pesach, eating on Yom Kippur, if you eat mezid deliberately, then you chayev kares, which means, as I said earlier, that you get cut off from this world at an earlier point and could lose your portion in the world to come, no matter how good you were in other areas. But if it's done b'shogeg, if it's because you either forgot that this was a forbidden thing to do, or you didn't realize that you were doing the forbidden thing, like for instance with Shabbos, and you forgot that it was Shabbos, as opposed to, no, you remember it's Shabbos, but you forgot that this is one of the 39 categories of forbidden work. So if you do that, then you have to bring a Kavan Chatas to the Beis HaMikdash, a sin offering. That was a very, very important offering, and that was the only way that you could gain atonement, even though this was done b'shogeg, inadvertently. But the person who's truly committed doesn't forget that it's Shabbos, or doesn't forget that this is a very high-level sin that's prohibited by the Torah to work on Shabbos. And so to bring that Kavan Chatas, that sin offering for the various, many different kinds of transgressions that would have that punishment, that too is considered as one mitzvah. All of them subsumed under that single category of the different applications, but the mitzvah is simply the mitzvah of Kavan Chatas. And so that holds true for many different examples. It applies not just to Kavan Chatas, but other Kavanos as well. And so again, the Rambam is very, very clear in trying to define for us in this final principle that you have to be careful to understand when things are treated as individual things with their own unique character and when they're just multiple applications of the same basic concept. That was the conclusion of our final 14th rule, the principles, and we will move on to another topic. Be well and have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.